Quick question. How many calls, texts, or messages does your business miss every week? Nights, weekends, busy days. That's lost money. Create Assistance helps businesses fix that problem using AI employees that answer calls, respond to texts, book appointments, and follow up with leads 24/7 automatically. No extra staff, no complicated software. Everything runs inside one simple command center that replaces scattered tools, missed follow-ups, and manual busy work. Whether you're a service business, office, or multi-location company, Create Assistance keeps your business responsive, organized, and running even when you're off the clock. Stop letting leads slip through the cracks. Visit createassistance.ai to book a free call. Or you can call or text 515-500-2224. Again, that's 515-500-2224. We look forward to hearing from you.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestling Observer Live. There will be no Brian Alvarez today. There will be no Mike Sempervivi today. However, you are joined by myself, Filthy Tom Waller. And in the second segment of the show and throughout, I will be joined by Lance Storm. And boy, oh boy, as always, do we have a ton to get into. We're here today, April 23rd, on a beautiful Thursday, but we are also here 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern with Andrew Zarian, and Saturday mornings with Jim Valley at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 Eastern. The biggest news of today, well, it's the AEW Dynamite results, which took place last night from Portland. It featured the first title defense of the new AEW champion, Darby Allin, who won the title last week from MJF with a side headlock takeover and pin. He defended the title last night against Tommaso Ciampa in the main event of AEW Dynamite. So we will get into the results from that. They set up multiple matches, not only for next week, but for upcoming pay-per-view shows. I believe Lance and I will have a little discussion about one of the hot button topics from over WrestleMania weekend, and that is the security of wrestlers, as Lance has something he wants to say regarding that. So as always, a ton to get into. There's a ton of news and notes coming out of WrestleMania. People making comments, concerns. We got it all. We'll be back in the second segment of the show, Wrestling Observer Live.
An American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. 800-696-2871. That's 800-696-2871.
Now at Staples, find hot deals on HP, America's most trusted printer brand. Whether you need to print invoices or eye-catching presentations, HP delivers with exceptional speed, reliability, and vibrant color. And with HP, replenishing ink is simple. Find HP ink cartridges in-store at Staples or subscribe to HP Instant Ink and never worry about running out. And right now with home and office hot deals at Staples, you can save up to $150 on select HP printers through February 1st.
Staples presents Celebrations Made Easy.
I went to Staples for a custom printed graduation banner and invites and saw that Party City is now at Staples.
Wait, what?
Party City is now at Staples.
So now Staples has balloons?
Yep.
Decorations?
Yes.
Streamers, cups, table covers?
Yep, Staples has everything for a party. And now buy two, get one free on select foil balloons.
Holy confetti! So the best party started Staples.
That was easy.
In 613, select stores, exclusions apply. In-store or buy online. Pick up in-store only.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back on the air with you. Filthy Tom Lawler joined today, thankfully, by Lance Storm on the other end. How's it going today, Lance?
Going well. It's good to be off the road for a bit, so.
Yeah, you were on the road. Were you on the road the entire week last week in New York, or just the early
portion? Pretty much 7 days when you count the pay-per-view in Cleveland and then trans to Syracuse, a couple days of tapings there, and then traveling back. It was 7 days from when I left to when I got home, so I consider that a full week.
Yeah, Cleveland. How do you like Cleveland?
It was fine. It had a nice hotel and a nice arena, and the crowd was good. I don't actually often get out to see much of the towns.
I'm actually a big fan of Cleveland. I've been there like a million times for absolute intense wrestling, the biggest promotion in the Cleveland area. And one of my favorite cities. Now, I bring it up because yesterday there was a hearing, and this is a little bit off topic, but, well, it's on topic when it comes to MMA and wrestling, so why not? There was a hearing for the Muhammad Ali Revision Act in the Senate, which is taking place. Obviously, this deals with boxers and fighters and the links that managers and promoters can go when it comes to controlling the fighters. But at the end of this hearing, which, you know, this is like a hearing that determines the future largely of the sport in many ways of boxing. One of the senators goes, Nick Khan is up there, and he goes, "Hey, Nick Khan, can we get WrestleMania in Cleveland?" And it's like, is there a more tone deaf spot to do that? You know, however, I myself would love to see a WrestleMania in Cleveland. Like I said, big fan of Cleveland. So next time you're there, Lance, you should get out and see the city a little bit. Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in the house. You haven't been there?
I have not, no.
No, maybe it's time for WrestleMania to rock out.
There you go. Big pitch.
That was it. Hire me, Cleveland Sports Tourism Bureau or whatever you are. One group that I will never get hired by, and perhaps I hope no one ever gets hired for a job by them when it comes to promoting wrestling and tourism, and that is Las Vegas. And one of the, obviously WrestleMania was here last week. There's tons of people at the hotels when it comes to wrestlers, staff, whether it's the MGM, whether it was where WWE had most of their events, or, you know, that would be the home base for them since they were at the T-Mobile and Allegiant Stadium, which are, you know, kind of partnered up with MGM. Then at the Paris and the Horseshoe, there was the Collective. So you had wrestlers from all over the world also staying there. The Palms had the, oh gosh, Slam Fest, I believe it was called. So you had wrestlers staying there as well. And one of the big stories coming out of the weekend, and there's footage of it from all ends, not just, you know, from the major video that we saw from CM Punk, but there were a ton of fans basically invading the privacy of the wrestlers. And as someone who has been around the world in many capacities, both as a wrestler himself and as somebody who's working behind the scenes, Lance, I'm sure you have a ton that you would like to say regarding this.
Yeah, and I don't think it's even just a wrestling issue. I think it's a societal issue, and it comes down to consent. And I'm at the end of my rope with this. I even talked with a guy whose opinion I respect, and he was defensive. This is the CM Punk incident, that, you know, well, the fan didn't really do anything wrong. They're in a public setting. And I'm just sick of it. It's like, we need to be more respectful. We need consent. I'm sick of the defense of people's treatment of talent. These women are getting stalked. They're getting stuff sent to their homes. They're having people show up at their homes. Sonya Deville had a guy break into her home while she was there and try to abduct her. Like, right. We have to take into account the safety of talent, the safety of women. I'm tired of the Epstein files. I'm tired of Harvey Weinstein defenders, Vince McMahon defenders. It comes down to consent. And while this individual fan may not have been a big threat, the fans there put these women in a non-consensual situation. They crowded them and pressured them. And when Bailey and, was it AJ, tried to get away, they followed them. When this fan put a camera in their face, Bailey put it down saying no. No means no. I'm sick of it. It's not, I get to put it up again. Punk said, no, you don't. Punk's in the right. And if you think Punk could have acted better, could have done something different, yeah, maybe, sure. But the fans and this guy clearly did not have consent to do what they were doing. And Punk said no means no. And I'm just tired of it. And I hear the excuses. Well, it's not every fan. Yeah, it's not every man. But you know what? Until every fan and every man does better, so people can feel safe in their own space or in a public space, we need to do better. And it's just, I'm at the end of my rope, as you can probably tell. And I think we need to respect it. And whether you're going to do the, well, they're in public and he has a right and I have a right to do this, it's like, if your right to do what you want steps on someone else's right to feel safe, you're the one in the wrong. And I will not budge on that. And I'm just, I've had enough. And I think everyone needs to look at this. And again, Elena Black got grabbed or touched inappropriately. Ugh. It's like, don't crowd someone without permission. Don't touch someone without permission. Don't film or photograph someone without permission. And if you crowd them in a mob and you're putting them in a position where it's easier for them to say yes than say what they wanted to say, that's coercion. That's not consent. And it needs to stop.
And you mentioned the multitude of scenarios where there have been people who have just taken it too far, right? If this situation where this guy is filming Bailey and AJ Lee, now I'm not defending him. Granted, it is in public. If this were the end of it, if this were the worst thing that any of the fans were doing, perhaps it would be a little bit more palatable. Right. If that was the end of the road, this guy's filming them in the hotel. But that is not where it ends. As you mentioned, you talked about there's been people that broke into Sonya Deville's house because they're having like a manic episode. There have been multiple people, I believe, who have been arrested, or perhaps it's been multiple people arrested multiple times waiting outside of the WWE PC for talent to show up stalking them. And, you know, even if you are not one of these fans at the level of those people, you have to realize and have some decency, you know, like in what, on what planet or what situation in society is it okay for you to barge up on somebody and shove your phone in their face? You wouldn't do that in any circumstances. I don't even understand what the purpose of somebody doing that is. What are they going to do with that footage? They're going to keep it for their own personal, you know, their own personal collection. I don't even understand what you would do with that footage in that case. You're not, it's not some big gotcha where it's like back in the day you found the Iron Sheik and Hacksaw Jim Duggan smoking pot together. You know what I mean? We know what the deal is. This is these people's time to unwind. They just got done with WrestleMania, one of the most arduous weeks of the year for them, I'm sure. They're having a massive adrenaline dump and come down, and you've got people invading their privacy. Now, as someone who has been in this situation before in a different world, doing it in fighting, I hate to say it, but if you do this to a UFC fighter, they're going to beat the crap out of you. The people in their team are going to beat the snot out of you. So the fact that CM Punk merely whacked this guy's phone away and made him stop filming, this guy needs to think twice about what he's doing. And he is lucky. I consider him lucky that it was the UFC fighter CM Punk that actually was the one that was there. And he's not doing it to somebody that would take it another step further. I don't know what that noise is. I don't know if that is supposed to be music coming in for the break, but it appears we're going to a break, whether we like it or not. We're speeding off into the next segment. Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm, we'll be back with you.
Are you over the age of 50? Want peace of mind and financial security for your family? Here's an important message to you from Senior Care USA. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. That leaves your loved ones the burden of paying your debts and funeral costs. Our plans start as low as $1 per day and will pay your family up to $30,000 to help pay for your funeral and other expenses. There are no medical exams, your rates will never increase, and your plan cannot be canceled, regardless of your medical conditions, as long as you make your premium payments. Get up to $30,000 in final expense insurance. Call now for free information. Just answer a few simple questions and get approved right over the phone in just a few minutes. Call right now.
Call 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. 800-399-6879. That's 800-399-6879.
Do you have a book? Get it out of your mind and make it a real book with a free guide to book publishing. Trying to publish a book yourself can be complicated. It takes a lot of time. Time that you could spend writing your book or even more books. Do what you do best. We can do the rest. Thousands of authors across the nation have trusted our book publishing service. We have the connections to help you get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and bookstores nationwide. We can do it faster than you can on your own. Get your free guide to publishing. It's a free phone call. Remember, make this free call right now and learn how to turn your book into something real that people can buy. Get your free writer's guide. Call right now. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. 800-482-8399. That's 800-482-8399.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live back with you. No, Brian Alvarez. Mike Sempervivi. He passed. No longer here. But we got Filthy Tom Lawler and Lance Storm holding down the fort for you today. We just talked about the security issues coming out of WrestleMania. We will move on to some other news coming out of WrestleMania as well. And this is from the illustrious and exclusive front page of the Wrestling Observer website. And Brian and Dave talked about this last night on Wrestling Observer Radio, but Pat McAfee, and I talked about this on Monday as well, probably yesterday as well. Pat McAfee is seemingly gone. He's out. According to Dave Meltzer, the stipulation that Pat McAfee laid down saying if Randy Orton didn't win the title, he was going to leave the business. Apparently he's holding himself to that. With the Pat McAfee thing, this is what Dave Meltzer said. With the Pat McAfee thing, he opted out. So that's what actually led to everything changing. That's why the tag match from Backlash was taken off. Orton and McAfee against Jelly Roll and Cody Rhodes, which Cody Rhodes may not be okay for Backlash anyways, you know, with that eye. So apparently on Wednesday, Jelly Roll sent a message to McAfee saying it was time for both of them to go back to what they are good at. And a lot of this stems apparently from the backlash, not the pay-per-view, but the backlash from fans regarding their involvement and the involvement of celebrities overall at WrestleMania this year. Lance, I didn't listen to you and Brian on Tuesday. Did you watch WrestleMania this year?
I did not, no. And I just want to mention, though, I think it's a real shame in that when Pat McAfee started in WWE, you know, doing commentary in NXT, and he had a match or two in NXT, it's like the fans generally liked and respected the effort he put forth, and I thought he did really well. And it's a shame that his injection into this WrestleMania main event turned the overall opinion of him, that they want him out and he's decided to go. Because I think when he started in WWE, fans were very receptive and respectful of him, and I think that changed, and it's a shame.
Yeah, I think it's as simple as the fact that he's overexposed, you know, not just in WWE, but overall. I mean, he's doing his podcast. He's doing the Saturday morning football preview shows. He's doing this. He's doing that. And then we have Ari Emanuel telling us and telling the world that he wants, and we talked about this, that he wants to make him the next Sylvester Stallone. You know, like, listen, okay.
No, let's book him in the remake of Rhinestone.
That's fine. I'm not gonna watch it. Listen, if I don't have
you
the
seen
time,
the original Rhinestone?
No.
Oh, you
I haven't even seen Bloodsport. All right, and I am much more of a Jean-Claude Van Damme guy than I am.
Search out the Sylvester Stallone Dolly Parton film Rhinestone, where he is a very bad country music singer.
I need to go on. Maybe I'll do this next time I'm on with Brian, but I may give a top 10 list. maybe a top like 50 list of all the movies that Jean-Claude Van Damme was in that were better than Bloodsport. Like Monaco Forever, where apparently he plays the gay karate man in one of his first roles. Yeah.
Also, the big Time Cop fan, Cyborg.
Nowhere to Run. Hard Target. Last Action Hero. Ooh, one of my favorites right there. So
he was in Last Action Hero?
Apparently. Body Count. Body Counts in the House.
That sounds like a movie you'd be interested in, but not for what I thought.
No, I don't think it's a sequel to Emmanuel, but you know, maybe it's in the same universe. Speaking of the universe, the WWE universe, which we were just talking about, and we mentioned that Pat McAfee on his way out, Jelly Roll said, hey, we need to get back to what we are good to. And apparently one of those things is making inroads. We know Jelly Roll, very talented talker, and apparently he is one of the people that got Paige back in with the WWE. So she, Paige, was on Jelly Roll's wife's podcast, his wife Bunny's podcast. And Jelly Roll asked Dwayne The Rock Johnson's agent, Brad Slater, hey, how come Paige hasn't been brought back yet? And that led to a meeting between Paige and Nick Khan, apparently very quickly. And this is coming, again, from the front page of the Wrestling Observer and the interview that she did. But there were two things that needed to go down for Paige to be brought back to the WWE. And that was her neck needed to be good and she needed to pass a drug test.
And I think that's for everybody, isn't it? I think you have to pass medicals and a drug test to go there all the time.
It sounds like that would be the standard, at least for getting hired. Although, you know, as we'll get to later on, Will Ospreay may not have gotten medically cleared. So, you know, maybe all the companies have different protocols. All the companies do have different protocols, right? TNA, you got those Bioflex out there doing the medicals for you. So obviously different protocols for everyone else, you know, all the different companies.
So is her official name Bunny Roll? Is it Bunny and Jelly Roll or is...
I don't want to do that much research into it because I think she had a pretty questionable past career. As did Jelly Roll, right? I mean, if we're going to get into it. But I'm not going to... I have to pull up the incognito tab, I think. So okay. Maybe I'll have to wait till we go to a commercial to search for Bunny Roll. According to, and because I am on the SmackDown beat most weeks, this is something that appeals to me directly, but according to WrestleVotes Radio on Fightful Select, which is a, of course, Sean Ross Sapp, is he a friend? Is he a foe of Brian? I don't know what is going down with these two, but from Fightful Select, WWE has discussed several names to be moved over to SmackDown. One of them, Rey Mysterio, who returned earlier this, I guess it would be a couple weeks ago. He returned earlier this month. Everybody thought that he would be out for a while out of WrestleMania season. He was rumored originally to be in a feud with Gunther. And then it was thought, well, Rey's injured, so he's not going to be able to make Mania. Gunther was moved into this feud with Seth Rollins. And then somewhere along the way, Rey Mysterio felt better. He got cleared. And he was added to the Intercontinental Ladder match at WrestleMania. He came out and he said, me and Adam Pearce were talking, and we both agreed that there's one more thing that WrestleMania needs. And that was a six-man in an already five-person ladder match. But he made his return. I mean, I didn't notice him being any worse for wear. I didn't notice any real slowdown. But he was in a match where it would kind of be hidden anyways. you wouldn't really be able to tell. He did a great spot where he got launched over the top ropes and put Rusev through a ladder, like a ladder bridge. You're laughing, Lance. Did you see that one?
No, I'm laughing because, like Dave Meltzer, you just said top ropes. There's only one top rope. It goes all the way around.
You know, you mentioned my headset months ago.
No, I mentioned your hair.
No.
Oh, the
months
cord,
ago,
yes.
You mentioned the cord on the headset. I brought this up to Brian, just so you know. Just
yes,
so you
I,
know.
I heard.
And he said, no, that cord is supposed to be on the other side. The headphones are labeled. So.
Well, yes. Then move what they plug into the other side so the cord doesn't go across you.
That, okay. There's the simple answer.
Yes. My cyborg brain can't accept otherwise.
where were we now?
Rey Mysterio, SmackDown.
Rey got thrown over the top rope. Well, he got thrown over the top ropes. If there's just one bottom rope, then the middle and the top would be the top ropes. No.
No. There's okay. a middle rope. There's a.
Oh, hey,
rope.
JC Jane is going to end up on NXT as well. One of my muses, JC Jane, who I think has been a bright spot on NXT over the past year as the women's champion. I don't know what the status of Fatal Attraction would be with JC Jane. Is there Fallon Henley and Lainey Reed they have less experience, so I don't know if they'll be brought up. Maybe they'll be added to. Maybe they'll add to their ranks and stay on NXT, but JC Jane apparently also looking to move up. And I mean, we saw Sol Ruka, or I saw Sol Ruka get killed on Tuesday. Ooh. And she apparently is on her way to the main roster. She said goodbye to NXT in a horrific way. And equally as horrific was the send-off they gave poor Joe Hendry as he got killed by Keanu Carver on his way to the main roster as well. And they won't be the only ones. But we will be back. They won't be back in NXT, but we'll be back in the next segment with your AEW Dynamite Report.
Have you suffered sports betting losses? There is someone who wants to fight for you to see you get back what you have lost to those sports betting companies. Michael Watts is a prolific trial lawyer with over $11 billion in total recoveries for his clients. And now with sportsbettingclaim.com, he'd like to help you. Michael has been a leader in some of the largest and most complex cases in the country, from defective cars and tires to damaging drugs and medical products. He has always represented the rights of individuals harmed by large corporations. His efforts recently resulted in the recovery of billions for individuals who lost their properties to fires carelessly caused by electric companies and others. Michael knows that sports betting companies preyed on and manipulated consumers into losing their life savings, and he wants to make them pay. If you have suffered financial hardship as a result of online sports betting and would like help seeking compensation, please submit your claim information for evaluation at sportsbettingclaim.com. Michael Watts is focused on winning for you. sportsbettingclaim.com.
Special alert for consumers struggling to pay taxes. There are new tax regulations, not published yet. We have the inside track on your new tax savings. These programs are designed to help struggling taxpayers like you. The COVID relief programs are gone, but there are new programs to help struggling taxpayers. And we have the inside track. Call now and we'll take you through these new programs. These taxpayer savings programs have never been available until now. Get out of tax trouble now. It doesn't take weeks. It can happen in one phone call. Call now and get the inside track to get rid of your tax problems.
Call the tax helpline now. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. 800-949-0039. That's 800-949-0039.
Sometimes life changes and the house you once loved becomes a burden. Too many repairs, too many memories, too much to handle on your own. If you'd like to sell your home fast, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline. We can help you sell your home as is. No cleaning, no showings, and there are absolutely no hidden fees or real estate commissions. will pay you a fair price for your home in cash. Whether you're downsizing, handling an estate, or just ready for peace of mind, call us. We'll help you walk away from your problem property in no time at all and get you the cash in your bank account with little hassles. If you'd like to sell your home fast, as is, we can help at the Home Buyers Hotline.
Call Want to Sell Your Home now for a free quote to sell your home in any condition. Call 800-950-3143. 800-950-3143. That's 800-950-3143.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm back with you. I just want to clarify something because I'm looking in the chat. It is JC Jane that is going up to the main roster. I believe not Jesse Jane. She's a former actress who has been passed away for years. JC Jane. J-A-C.
Why?
I was trying to spell it for everybody.
Oh, I thought you... No, I was finishing, I thought. You paused after C.
I got you. I got you, didn't I, Lance? Anyways.
Good job, Tom.
We'll move on to AEW Dynamite here. The show opened. This is from Portland, Oregon. Oregon, not Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon. The show opened with a video package showing Darby Allin defeating MJF via side headlock last week on Dynamite in his de facto hometown of Everett, Washington, where his career began. They promised, the announcers did, that we would hear from Darby later on and see him in action as he was scheduled to take on Tommaso Ciampa. But MJF stormed to the ring. He outlined all of his grievances, claimed that he wasn't ready last week to take on Darby, didn't know the match was coming. Darby did a fast count. Both his shoulders were up. Said he's the best wrestler in the world, demanded Darby come give him the title right now if he had any dignity. Instead of Darby, the Jet, Kevin Knight, the TNT champion, came out smiling. He looks like he's just having the time of his life. I saw him actually at WrestleCon, and he also looked like he was having the time of his life there. Probably because he saw me, honestly. But hey, they argued
that was
over
the highlight of his Mania week.
Yeah, why not? I mean, hey, being the main event of the March Hitchcock Super Show, teaming, you know, against the Demand and the Palms, I'm sure that was a good time. I know meeting a ton of fans, getting to show off that TNT championship belt and take pictures, that was probably a good time. But when else do you get to lay eyes on a beautiful specimen like this, Lance? You ever seen hair like this?
Huh? No,
maybe
not
in the, maybe in the Serengeti, maybe back in 1988.
I've never in my life had that much hair.
Well, MJF is well on his way, actually, to replenishing his hair to this status. But anyways, MJF said the TNT title is cute. They argued over who deserved a title shot. MJF said Kevin Knight seems like he's a TNT title kind of guy. So the Jet threatened to beat him up. MJF said, fine, if you want to do it, maybe you should put that title on the line, that cute little title. And since they are in Rip City, Portland, Kevin Knight demanded a ref. Bryce Remsburg ran down, presented the title to the crowd. He went to check Kevin Knight. He went to check MJF before the match, and Max walked off. And he said that next week, Kevin Knight will dance with the devil. Kid.
Yeah, it was good, but I've been against this. I used to yell at the WWE creative team. Yell's a bit of a stretch, but voice my displeasure of opening your show with a big segment that hypes and promises something to the fans in attendance that they don't get. It's like the opening segment of the show hyped a match for a different show, and then they immediately followed with the Jericho backstage promo to hype a collision match that these people aren't going to see either. I just thought it was an odd way to start a show.
Well, they actually did tape Collision yesterday, I believe. So this crowd will have seen that. So, I mean, they could have done that in the first segment, too. If MJF and Kevin Knight were going to face off on Collision, then at least I would have, been able to understand it a little bit more, because that same crowd is going to see it. They're not going to have the same reaction, like, ah, you got us up and now you took it away, you know?
Because we even get that when we tape 2 weeks of TV with TNA. If they do the segment in the first week and do the, no, you'll get it next week, like, the crowd will be like disappointed. And it's like, you're going to get it in about an hour and 45 minutes. People, relax.
Sometimes people forget, they're thinking in real time. They don't know what's coming later a lot of the times as well when you're doing these TV tapings, but we don't want to pull back the curtain too much. There was speaking of behind the curtain, there was a backstage segment where Ricochet and The Demand were telling Jericho, who had on his new guy who gets his keister beat by The Demand every week he shows up t-shirt on, that no one wanted to partner with him on Collision to take them on. He said he would find some people, and that was it. Anything to add, Lance? Obviously, nope. You have much more history with Jericho than I do.
A little bit, but yeah, it's just a build a match, and I'm assuming it's to keep the fans hanging around for later.
Yeah, and apparently he has copyrighted this guy who gets beat up by The Demand every week he shows up moniker. He told Ricochet, you can't say that anymore because I copyrighted it.
But you want to buy a shirt that says you're the guy that gets his butt kicked? I don't know.
Do you know who Kazunori Murakami is? Are you familiar with him?
No.
No, he was a fighter in Pride, like UFO, all those Inoki era MMA organizations. But he was also in New Japan for a while in the Makai Club. And I have a shirt of his. I'll have to wear it on the show one day. But it's like, it says, do you think you can beat my ass? Hell no. So, one of my favorite shirts. I'll wear it next time you're on the show. We had Brody King versus Blackheart Lio Rush, who I had the, I guess, pleasure of calling his match this last week at the FSW Mecca 11 show at the HyperX Arena at the Luxor here in Las Vegas. He took on a youngster by the name of Bodhi Young Prodigy. And Bodhi Young Prodigy is as advertised. I think he's probably like 18 or 19 now. I should know this because I probably talked about it on commentary, but he is a great young wrestler. And I still don't know what to make of this Lio Rush. Like, I wish I could explain it, but the best I can do is to say that he is the Smeagol of the mat, if you're familiar.
I don't get that reference, sorry.
You're not a Lord of the Rings guy?
No, I'm not.
Not familiar with Gollum?
I'm familiar with The Hobbit back from when I was in, grade 3.
I'm pretty sure that's what this gimmick is. I think he's like, Spiegel, because he's making all these weird noises. He's hopping around. But he's out of his gourd. And he and Brody King, I apologize. Brody King had a match I really enjoyed. Brody repeatedly missed dives in the barricade. The announcers were wondering what has happened to Lio Rush. Rush bit his calf, hit a spitting roundhouse kick. The crowd was chanting, he's got rabies.
That is kind of the gimmick.
I mean, I don't know when else you would ever get that chant. I hope it sticks around. Lio Rush, could you imagine another sport, any other sport, somebody chanting that?
Probably not.
Lio Rush frog splashed Brody twice, only got a one count. Brody hit a great boss man slam, cannonball in the corner, gonzo bomb, got the win.
Yeah, it was a good match, and the big man killed him eventually.
Crushed him. Tommaso Ciampa talked about his own shortcomings, the things he doesn't have when it comes to size and charisma. Then he put over what he does possess in work ethic and passion. He said tonight in the main event, it's about professional wrestling. So if you're asking if Tommaso Ciampa is ready, he has never been more prepared than he is right now today. It was a great promo.
It was. I'm not a fan of references to Vince McMahon and the pointing out all the things he didn't have in the airport test is just referencing someone I wish we'd stop talking about.
Cope put he and Christian's tag team career on the line against FTR in order to get another shot against them. So said, hey, you guys think you're the best in the world. We deserve another title shot. I don't know why. They just got beat. And he said he and Christian will no longer team if FTR defeats them in a street fight. So, man, I've got to imagine we're getting new tag team champions at the next pay-per-view.
Probably, because they are in Toronto at some point later in the year, are they not? I would think that would be a good place for ENC to be the tag champs.
Hikaru Shida and Mina Shirakawa beat each other up for our enjoyment. Mina hit a sling blade from the top, put on the figure four leg lock. Shida rolled to the ropes. Mina argued with Mike Posey. Shida tried to grab the kendo stick. Mina took it from her, lined up to hit her. The ref didn't argue with her then, but Chris Statlander took the kendo stick from her. Shida landed a knee strike, a Falcon's arrow, and she got the win.
Mm-hmm. For those on video, Tom's facial expressions are because we've discussed this match before. He knows I was not a big fan. It's my cyborg brain. I don't like top ropes, and I find different stories being told in the same match weird. This match opened with Shida being the powerhouse that blocked a headlock takeover, blocked an arm drag, blocked a whip. And then they went to even Steven back and forth standoff spots. And I was just like, what story are you telling? Is this a strong person versus a fast person? Is this a match of equals? And I was confused.
Well, and then Shida, who had her leg worked over the entire time, did hit a knee strike. And then the
The woman on her shoulders and walked up the stairs as the announcers were kind of at a loss going, oh, I guess her knee's okay. And then she did a move where she landed on her knees on the apron and did a meteora and landed on her knees. And I'm like, I guess the figure four wasn't that bad after all.
She's playing mind games. We had Will Ospreay take on Mark Davis. Davis beat the living crap out of this guy for the entire match. Will Ospreay's out there like he's doing his best Petey the Bird from Dumb and Dumber impression where his head is taped on and it's about to fall off at any time if you pet him. And eventually, I mean, like, Mark Davis, if this match was set up to make Mark Davis look like he should be the world champion of your promotion, it was awesome. If it was set up for Will Ospreay to be going as the number one babyface for a title at Wembley Stadium, it was not the desired effect, I do not believe. Will Ospreay got killed. He got hit with a pile driver on the apron, and the doctor checked on him. And I started writing. I'll just read my notes. Doc Sampson comes over to check on him. And if he can't continue, then Davis should win. I hate this, right? The ref isn't even counting to 10 as the doctor's checking on him. I'm writing this in my notes. I'm blowing up.
Same thing.
I'm losing my mind. Davis is in the center of the ring. He's not even stopping the ref from counting. He's in the center of the ring. He's not approaching the ropes. Finally, thank the Lord, they stopped the match. Will Ospreay is done. He got beat up so bad he couldn't continue. And finally, instead of giving him time to recover like you would never do in any other fight sport, they stopped the fight. Mark Davis wins by TKO. Then, oh my God, Davis was going to kill Will again. So Marina, Moxley, Claudio, the other Death Riders come out, and they drag Will Ospreay from the ring to the back. We don't know what happened to him.
That is not how you treat someone with a severe neck injury.
No, well, they don't care. They don't care. They don't want to help this guy. They're feuding with him. They do not care about Will Ospreay's health.
They should have let Mark Davis beat him up further then.
Well, someone that should care about his health would be his fiance, who they interview immediately backstage, and she's just talking about Thekla. No concern whatsoever for Will Ospreay. She was out there like 2 weeks ago backing him up in a fight against Marina Shafir. Now, I guess it's okay if he's gone. That insurance money from TK must be pretty damn good, because she didn't give a damn about Will Ospreay or his Petey the Bird deck. We'll be back in the final segment to cover the rest of AEW Dynamite and end this show, just like Mark Davis ended Will Ospreay's life.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
I am an American veteran. I'm proud to have served this country. Helping veterans is something all Americans can participate in, and it's as simple as donating an old car that you have sitting around. When you call the Veteran Car Donation Program, they'll explain how their program works and then arrange a time they can come and pick up your vehicle for free. Running or not, it doesn't matter. They take cars, trucks, motorcycles, or vans. Show your support by donating your car and get a tax deduction in the process. Call the Veteran Car Donation Program right now. They'll come and pick your car up for free, and you'll get a tax deduction in the process. Call the number we're about to give you right now. Thank you, and God bless America.
800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. 800-887-1097. That's 800-887-1097.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Wrestling Observer Live, Filthy Tom Lawler, Lance Storm back here with you in the final segment of the show. Wrapping up AEW Dynamite, we had a Samoa Joe return. He destroyed poor Cody Chun. Sorry, Cody. I love you, buddy, but you got murdered by Samoa Joe, as many people have in the past. Jericho will team with the Hurt Business against the Syndicate. Demand on Collision. I'm sorry. Hurt Syndicate, yes. It's just business for the Hurt Syndicate. And then in the main event, Darby Allin took on Tommaso Ciampa. This match was pretty awesome, but it was dangerous as all hell.
They beat the holy hell out of each other.
I mean, every Darby Allin match is seemingly death-defying, and this was another one. Ciampa actually at the end set up for the Scorpion Deathlock, which is the hold Sting passed down to Darby, but Darby reversed it. They had a long fight over it, and Darby tapped out the Psycho Killer. Tommaso Ciampa retained the title. Brody King came to the ring, and next week we will have Brody King challenging Darby Allin on AEW Dynamite. Thanks for joining me today, Lance. Thank you, all the listeners out there. And hey, join us tomorrow and the rest of the week for Wrestling Observer Live. Thanks, everybody, for Lance Storm and myself. Yeah, whatever.